Thank you for joining us today on the At the Table podcast, where I strive to encourage and equip you on your journey to know and follow Jesus Christ. This week on the At the Table podcast, 7 ways to represent God in the workplace. Some practical advice as we consider how we serve Jesus in the day-to-day world. Without further ado, let's get started. Well, hello and welcome to the At the Table podcast. Today, this is episode 75. Wowzer. I'm not sure how many of you actually listen week to week, but this is an exciting milestone for me. I'm trying some new things today on our video side. So if you haven't ever watched it or looked at it, check us out on YouTube. And hopefully that's exciting to you. But today we're going to look at this. Really, I got this idea from an Instagram post. It's shocking sometimes how much good content is out there on Instagram. There's a lot of stuff that's kind of and there's other things we should just clearly avoid, but there is a lot of good stuff. And so I liked what this creator had to say, and so I'm going to go through these, read some verses for you, and just tie this all together. But really the idea is, as we live out our lives day to day, sometimes we think taking the gospel into the workplace is scary and difficult and challenging, and there's certainly moments where that is the case. But I think in general, I love this post because it made it super practical, made it easy to kind of wrap our minds around. Yes, it's proclaiming Jesus, but sometimes our actions speak louder than our words. So let's jump right in. The first one is it recommended show up on time. Now, this is interesting, right? And something that should be simple, something that should be commonplace is not always common. And just newsflash, from my generation, my dad would always say, if you show up on time, you're actually late. So being on time is actually 5 to 10 minutes early. But whatever, show up when your shift starts. Let's go with that. And the verse that was shared with this was from Colossians 3:23, and it says this, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for human masters. And so I think it's just showing up, doing what you're supposed to do. That is a good place to start. The second one from our list is don't cut corners and don't engage in gossip. Now that's kind of a twofer, but not only should we show up on time, but we should be not cutting corners. We should follow the procedures. We should, if there's an implemented procedures, we should do that. We should do our best to do to the best of our ability what we're being asked. And kind of a part B to that is when we're not cutting corners, we should also not be cutting corners on other people. We should not be, you know, engaging in gossip. Sometimes gossip can draw us down kind of the wrong path. And so the verse that was mentioned in this video for this was Proverbs 11:3. Proverbs 11:3 says this, the integrity of the upright guides them, but the unfaithful are destroyed by their duplicity. And so as you think about that, if you think about the upright doing what is right, we don't want to be destroyed from the inside by our duplicity. And so don't cut corners. Do your best. Meet all the engagements, and certainly don't cut other people's through gossip and get involved with that. So the number three is treat others with patience and grace. Treat others with patience and grace. And this was a good one. You know, I've often heard it said that if you want to think about how much grace you should show others, think about how much grace was shown to you by Jesus. And that's a good one to remember. Ephesians 4:32 tells us this. It says, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as Christ God forgave you. Just as in Christ God forgave you. So we've been forgiven. We certainly have many areas where we need a lot of grace. And by showing that to others, we can certainly go. That goes a long way. Number four here, help others do well. Help others do well without expecting recognition. So as we think about this, we want to not be so worried about what kind of recognition we're going to get. We're trying to help others. And so the verse that goes along with this is Philippians 2:3, where it says, "Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourself." So this is just a good general reminder to put a lot of stock in other people's value without this idea of gaining your own respect. So number 5 says, pray over all aspects of your work. Pray over all aspects of your work. Pray over all aspects of your work. In James 1:5, this tells us that we should, if any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. So pray over all aspects of your work. As you're thinking about this, pray on your way in. Pray for your bosses. Pray for those in charge. Pray for the customers. Pray for the clients you may be coming in contact with. Pray for all aspects of your work. And so this is just a good habit to get into. Number six says, live a life set apart. Do not engage in anything in the company that is outside of the word of God. And so this one is good because it helps us to keep focus on the main thing. And the main thing is Christ. The main thing is the Lord. And so the verse that goes along with this is Romans 12:2, where it says, do not conform to the patterns of this world, right? Do not do what the world has set out, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, by the renewing of your mind. Then will you be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good and pleasing and perfect will. You know, this was a good one. We're constantly told in Scripture that we are to be set apart. We must remember that while we are being employed and paid to do a job, we must always remember that this never takes priority over our relationship with God. This never takes priority over what the Bible tells us to do and what not to do. And so if there's ever a moment where you feel like you're being asked to do something kind of shady, maybe it's a business practice, maybe it's, oh, just, you know, sign that form and we'll both get good reviews out of this if this happens. Or maybe it's, you know, lie to the customer, say that you actually did never see this order. Whatever it is, I would encourage you strongly to consider this passage, in Romans 12:2. Do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. See, sometimes we ask that question, what is God's will in this situation? And sometimes it might have already been revealed to us if we had followed through with what God's will is or what God's word says. So many times we can find out what God's will, at least generically speaking, through his word. And by applying that to our mind and allowing our mind to be renewed, allowed it to be changed so that it's not conforming to the world, but rather being transformed. And in that process, God will reveal what his will is to you. And so that's just something to remember as we consider through this. And so number seven is, this is where the gospel comes into play. Plant seeds wherever you can. Plant seeds wherever you can. Do what God has called us to do. And in this one, this verse that goes along with this is 1 Corinthians 3:6, just reminding us that Paul says he planted, Apollos waters, but God has been making it grow. Or another translation says, God brings the increase. God brings the increase. And this is just such an important reminder to remember that our job is to plant seeds. If you think about the parable of the seed sower or the soils, where they're casting the gospel out, the message is being cast out in all sorts of different soils, whether it's rocky or whether it's firm or whether it's fertile soil or whether it's there's weeds involved. You know, all these things happen. Sometimes I think that we want to see the result, and there's goodness that comes from that, and we want to see people come to know Jesus. But sometimes God has just put you in a place to be a seed sower, to just cast seed, to just speak truth, and at some point down the road He will bring that to fruition. I know we want to see salvations. We do. We want to see people follow the Lord. We want to see our family follow the Lord. We want to see people in our life that don't know Jesus to know Jesus. And that's an admirable quality. But when we're talking about going into the workplace, see, sometimes there's only incremental steps that we can take one at a time. I think of my time as a marketplace chaplain. I went to a company for several years. And I can tell you the first 6 to 12 months seemed like I wasn't getting anywhere. It seemed like I wasn't making connections. It seems like I wasn't, you know, seeing God's word being spread. But over the next year plus before the company closed down, I saw many things that God was doing. I saw many things that He was doing, and it was through time, it was through repetitive seed sowing, it was through showing up that I was able to see these seeds come to fruition. And so I want to encourage you with that, not in the sense that it may take years to see things happen, but in the sense that God is at work. And let's not forget that verse where it says, Paul says, He planted, Apollos watered, but God brings the increase, or God has been making it grow. See, this just reminds us that we need to trust God. He's the one that's in control. He's the one that's at work. He's the only one that can save lives. What our job is to be responsible and sow seeds. So let me just read through these one more time for you. The first tip for living for Jesus in the workplace, 7 ways to represent God, is number 1, show up on time. Number 2, don't cut corners and don't engage in gossip. Number 3, treat others with patience and grace. Number 4, help others without expecting recognition. Number 5, pray for all aspects of your work. Number 6, live a life set apart. And finally, plant seeds whenever you can. Well, I hope this message today has encouraged and equipped you on your journey to know and follow Jesus Christ. And until next time, everybody, have a great day. You have been listening to the At the Table podcast with Pastor Gary. I hope this episode has left you encouraged and equipped. Pastor Gary is the lead pastor of Grace Community Church in Alliance, Ohio. To learn more about the church, the ministries at the church, or to give to support Grace Community Church, you can follow the links in the show notes or go directly to gccofalliance.org. Have a blessed day.